My name is Christina Batula. I am 17 years old. Today is October 28, 2019, and I'm speaking with Rafa Batula, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. Dad, do I have your permission to conduct and record this interview?
Yes.
Okay, so the first question is, who has been the most important person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her? You don't have to say like something if you don't want to. I can skip the question. I can skip it.
Well, during my life as a child, my mom was a very important person in my life. Right now, she's not with us anymore, but she was always there for me to give me guidance and, you know, to tell me the difference between right and wrong. And she was very important. Right now, I'm in a different stage of my life. Right now, the more important person in my life is my wife. She's been with me for a long time, and we do everything together. And yeah, right now it's my wife.
Okay, next question is, what are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
That what you earn with sacrifice, you will protect more than what comes easy, you know. And no matter what you do, do it because you want to do it. Yeah, but basically what comes easy, goes easy. It takes time to earn, you protect that more, or, you know, it's more important for you.
Okay, are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to mind?
When I was a child, yeah, one time I was probably, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11, and my grandmother had a visitor, an old lady that was her friend that she used to talk a lot. And I wanted to go someplace, I don't remember now, to the park or to go out or whatever. And my grandmother was making coffee, and when she went to the kitchen to get the coffee, and I stayed along with the lady, I asked her, are you leaving already? Like, you have no place to go, whatever. And then when she told my grandmother, like, it was funny, my grandmother didn't like that, and I got punished, but I was like, are you leaving? Like, you know, in a nice way, but I was telling her to go because I wanted to go, you know, alone to do my stuff.
Okay, what are you proudest of in your life?
Proudest? Mm-hmm. My two daughters, you and your sister, they are very, you know, good girls, very applied, you know, responsible. You listen to me and to your mother, and we're proud of what you have accomplished so far. Hopefully you go move forward to, you know, to go to college and you become whatever you want to become. Like I said, there is no limit for what you can achieve in life. So far, we want you guys to go to college, and look, your sister already in college, and it looks like you're going to go that route too. So that reminds me again, my mom, she used to tell me, when I was your age, before I die, I want you to be an engineer. No pressure, but, you know, so yeah, I'm proud of both of you.
How was it like moving from Cuba to the United States? What did your family think?
Think?
Yeah, what did they think of you moving here?
Well, my mom used to tell me that the main reason why they wanted to leave Cuba and come here is to be able to give myself, or my sister and myself, a better life with the opportunity to, you know, to excel, to study, you know, to be somebody. Since there was no future in Cuba, that was like a big jail, you know, you were like an island. You cannot go any place. You have no aspirations. You have to do always whatever they want you to do. Even when you, when I finished my engineering career, I was not forced, but if I didn't go to work at the place that they assigned me, I wouldn't get my title. So that's go to show how they operate. So my mom always wanted me to, and my sister to be able to have a life outside that dictator's, you know, regime that was no good, no freedom.
How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
Not surprised, but I remember changing in, as far as of being an example for you guys, especially when you come from a country like Cuba that you need to do stuff to survive, to be able to provide food, to, you know, a living. And when I have you guys, I realized that I need to be an example, because it wasn't any more about myself. It was about you guys being raised in the right way. And in the first place, I was always aware that I needed to provide for you guys, you know, a future, a house, or, you know, stability. And I realized that I wasn't any more about me, you know, as an individual. It was about you guys, and everything just was all the effort from your mom and myself was to be able to raise you guys to provide a decent living, you know, education, everything that goes with that.
How did you or mom choose my name?
Well, we did not choose your name. Your mom chose your name, especially with a K. So that question, she just liked it and she, you know, put it out there, and I agree with the name, but I didn't choose your name.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
As a child, I was very spoiled, you know, because I was raised by my mom, my grandmother, and my aunt. And later on, my mom got remarried again, and, you know, my stepfather, that was like my father, but at that point, I was already 8. So before that, I was the only child in the whole house. So I began, and also my grandfather, he died when I was 8. So they give me pretty much, even though we were in Cuba, that we had nothing, that we found a way to whatever I want, no whatever, but, you know, be able to spoil me. So at the same time, they give me, all of them give me a good example. That goes back to what I was talking about, providing and, you know, being able to, you know, have a career, you know. My mom was a physics teacher, you know, and she was always trying to remember her and my stepfather, that they were to tell me, when you go to school, learn because you need to learn, not to pass the test. So that they always were trying to raise me in the right way. And even though we were there in that country, that everything was like a mess, she used to tell me every time, especially when I was growing older, remember that the only country, or one of the few countries, that being a lawyer, being a doctor, doesn't give you a good, you know, living is in Cuba. Eventually, when this country change or you move out of here, being an engineer, being something, we have a way of making a living. So Cuba is not a way. You can be a doctor, you may find yourself driving a taxi, because you need to make money to be able to survive. With the salary of the doctor, believe it or not, you cannot make enough to provide for your family. So, you know, I was raised, I believe, even though I was in that country, in the best way possible, especially with the sample of my whole family. Everybody was trying to teach me how to be, you know, a good person when I was, you know, in the future.
What is your best memory from your childhood?
My best memory in general was when I used to ride bike in the neighborhood, you know. I used to come from school and I would jump in my bike and we were there until it would get dark, you know, every day. And tied to that, the day that I officially, you know, start racing bikes, I remember seeing a truck full of bikes going by, you know, a nearby road by my house, and we went to the to this place, to the academy, you want to call it that way, to try to get into the cycling thing, and I did. We were like 100, and at the end, like 2 weeks later, there was only 10 left after they did a bunch of tests and proof. And then I was doing that, I was racing since I was 13 until I started college, that I decided to study and not follow, you know, keep racing. But that was a memory, you know, racing and riding bike. Until today, I like to ride bikes, so, you know.
How have I impacted your life?
Well, you are the little one. So, something that makes you different from your sister is that, like everybody said, that you look like me. So, kind of said, we use it a little bit easier to understand you because I know more or less how you think. Since that's why I have you as my clone on my phone. But, you know, both of you, again, like back to the other question, both of you just make me a better person because it's about giving you a good example and showing you the right way to do things in life in general, you know, in school, at work, with the community, with your family, with your friends. So. A big impact.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it?
For doing the interview. Yep.
Okay. You're welcome.
You're welcome.